Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
And why are you laughing about your name?
Because I said my name wrong.
Interesting. Well, sometimes we make mistakes in saying our own names. I hope I said mine right in today's program. Well, maybe you're trying to learn another language like Spanish or something.
Yes.
So, yeah, we are going to Spain today, and we're going to talk about some kind of festival that's going on there in Valencia, and it's called Las Fallas, and it is an explosive spring festival in Spain.
Yeah, when you see two L's together and you're learning Spanish, they just pronounce those two L's as a Y sound, a Y sound, Las Fallas. So we're going to talk about this festival. I had never heard of it, Tom.
Me neither.
So it's kind of fun to learn about a new festival. And we also discovered while we were preparing for today that they're using Spanish words that are pronounced with a Catalan accent. It's a little different, but it'll be fun to talk about that. As we always do, guys, we read through the first part of our lesson, first part, and then we'll be back. Stay tuned.
Las Fallas, Spain's explosive spring festival. When people think of Spain, they often picture bullfights and flamenco, but there's another celebration you shouldn't miss. Every March, Valencia comes alive with Las Fallas. Its origins go back centuries to when carpenters burned wooden scraps they no longer needed to welcome spring as winter ended. Over time, the custom evolved from bonfires to giant street sculptures called fallas. This tradition has since developed into a UNESCO-recognized event that attracts millions of visitors. This festival centers on the ritual burning of falla monuments. Each monument is made up of several ninots, giant puppets that are crafted all year by local artists. These elaborate figures, sometimes soaring several stories high, are made from wood, cardboard, and sometimes polystyrene. They typically mock corrupt politicians, celebrities, and current events with clever humor and artistic creativity. Before the burning ceremony, residents vote to save their favorite ninot from destruction. This chosen sculpture earns a permanent home in Valencia's Fallas Museum. Okay, it's time for us to discuss the first part of our lesson for today. The title is Las Fallas, Spain's Explosive Spring Festival. Okay, so if something's explosive, well, it could be something that explodes, like a bomb or something. Hey, that's an explosive there. Be careful. It might blow your hands off or something like that. But here, the word explosive means that it is very exciting, very dynamic, and is actually also very explosive because things do actually blow up.
They do.
Kind of.
Well, they burn at least, yeah. Right? But it's a noisy festival, you could say. So if something's really noisy, I guess you could describe it as being explosive or a lot of activity, but it's an interesting festival. I was telling Tom it reminds me of, well, one part of it reminds me of something we do in America around Thanksgiving, but I'll wait to talk about that. So when people think of Spain, they often picture bullfights, you know, where the men get all dressed up and they go in the middle of this arena with a red cape and they kind of taunt the bull, which means you kind of tease him, and he needs to move as fast as he can, as the bull can really hurt him if his horns stab him. So those are really popular in Spain. You might be thinking of the dance called the flamenco. I just met someone last night who's Taiwanese, and his mother dances the flamenco, and I thought, wow, how random. What, you know, why would you suddenly want to learn how to dance the flamenco? But it's very fun, and you don't need a partner. Women can dance by themselves. If you look up on YouTube, there are lots of flamenco tutorials that'll teach you how to do it. It's kind of fun. I found an American girl who had spent a lot of time in Spain who was teaching using Spanish, which I thought was cool. But it's a really popular celebration over there. It happens in March. So every March, Valencia comes alive with Las Fallas. I didn't know where Valencia was, so I had to look it up. And it is, let's see, it's on the eastern coast of Spain, and it's right there along the Mediterranean Sea.
Pretty cool. So if you happen to be in Spain, if you're in Barcelona or Madrid and you got a little extra time at this time of year, head on over to Valencia.
It's a good time to go to, Tom, because Spain can be very hot, like my home country or my home state, Arizona. It's very dry, very hot. So going in March would be a good idea.
Very good. Okay. And of course, this is coming up very soon. La Tomatina. That's another festival. This one, of course, is Las Fallas. Okay. So again, Valencia comes alive with Las Fallas, and its origins go back centuries to when carpenters burned wooden scraps they no longer needed to welcome spring as winter ended. Okay, I kind of read that kind of fast, so let's break it down here. We're talking about the origins, you know, the story or the information about where something comes from. So it's origins, not a single origin. They probably have different things that happened in different places at different times, and then they all came together to form this celebration. So the origins go back centuries, hundreds of years, when we had carpenters. Those, of course, are people who build things out of wood. Maybe they build wooden houses or wooden furniture or something like that. And, of course, you don't use all the wood. You've got, sawdust, and you've got scraps, little pieces of leftover wood that are no good. You can't really use them for anything else. Maybe you can burn them for fires to keep warm in winter.
They smell good. You can use them just for scent.
Yeah, purposes. They do. Yeah. It also kind of depends on the kind of wood it is. Mm-hmm. So they have these wooden scraps or leftovers, and they use them. They burn them to welcome spring because winter was ending, and it was kind of like a way of saying farewell to the cold temperatures.
I wanted to mention, too, that scrap or scraps can be used with other things. When we eat dinner, sometimes we have leftover scraps or food. Maybe you have an animal, a dog or a cat that you can feed the scraps to. Be careful. Your animals don't always eat people food, as we call it in my family. But we would give scraps of leftover steak or beef, anything beefy, we would give it to our dog. Those are scraps. If you're a seamstress or you like to sew, the fabric that's left over after you cut out your pattern is also referred to as scraps. Mm-hmm. So we use it a lot. It's just a small piece left over from something that's larger. So instead of calling your food leftovers, you could call them scraps. Although I have to say leftovers sounds more appealing to eat than scraps. We usually give scraps to the dogs or the cats.
Indeed. My grandmother used to say to us when we were feeding our dog Alpo, you know, or some canned dog food. She said, oh, you don't need to buy that. When I was growing up, we always fed our dogs table scraps, leftover food from the table. But here we've got wooden scraps, and then those carpenters burned those little pieces of wood to welcome the spring. And over time, the custom evolved from bonfires to giant street sculptures called fallas, okay? Or fallas, I guess, if you're speaking English here. And a bonfire, of course, is a really big fire. I think they have those big fires in England during, is it Guy Fawkes Night or something like that?
Yeah, Guy Fawkes.
They have those big bonfires there. Just a really huge fire. You got to be careful. You don't want to burn down lots of buildings or something like that.
I think that's in November.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, indeed, they had those bonfires. And then, of course, they figured out a way to make these street sculptures. And they're called fallas, okay? So a sculpture, of course, is a three-dimensional piece of art, okay? It could be a statue. It could be any kind of sculpture that is abstract or whatever. Of course, lots of, fancy buildings in Taipei or Kaohsiung sometimes have sculptures in front of them, as a work of art or something to be aesthetically pleasing. And yes, indeed, these sculptures are big, and they're called fallas.
Yeah, sculptures don't have to be made out of a stone or wood. It could be another material. We're going to talk about what materials they use on these fallas. It sounds like something that my mom would have been at home making with her kids, because it sounds like a craft opportunity, except these sound really big, really big. So this tradition has since developed into a UNESCO-recognized event. It's such an important event, considered to be something culturally important to the world and something we don't want to forget as time goes by, that UNESCO has gotten involved. The United Nations group that likes to make sure that important languages and culture and even places that are really almost priceless, you could say, we don't want to have them disappear or be harmed. they'll actually turn them into something that's really important. And I think they even get money from UNESCO to keep these things alive. This UNESCO event, though, attracts millions of visitors. Even though Tom and I had never heard of it, you know, there are countries all around the world that have lots of festivals we don't know about.
Yeah, I did mention La Tomatina, and that takes place in a town near Valencia in Bunyol, I think, but that's at a different time of the year. I'd have to look that up to find out exactly when that takes place. But yeah, if you're in this part of Spain at this time of year, this is the place to be, in Valencia. Okay, now here in the next paragraph it says, this festival centers on the ritual burning of Faya monuments. So here, ritual, usually as a noun, it just refers to something that is done over and over in a culture or in a society. You know, different kinds of rituals you might have if you're going to get married or go to the temple and pray for good luck or something like that.
It could even be what you do in the morning too, Tom. Mm. You know, when you get up, you might have a morning ritual. You get up, you wash your face, brush your teeth, eat breakfast, and then you're off to work or school. That's also called a ritual.
And ritual is serving as an adjective here, a ritual burning of these Faya monuments. So again, it's something that happens by tradition every year. And we're calling these things monuments. A monument usually is some kind of statue or a building or some kind of structure to recognize a famous person, to commemorate a famous person or a famous event. We've got monuments here. I think there's a monument in the, is that the Youth Park? Or I can't remember the name of that park. It's downtown Taipei. The 228 Monument is there. That's an example of a monument. And here, of course, I don't think these are, you know, technically monuments to honor a dead hero or something like that, but we're calling them monuments because they are really big, like those monuments.
Well, you might see some famous people from Spain being mocked or laughed at these. We'll talk about what they use these for. But, yeah, they've got something called ninotes. Ninote. This is a Spanish word. It's a small statue or figure that's made for the Las Fallas Festival in Valencia. And they've got a lot of these. They're kind of like giant puppets that are crafted all year by local artists. I bet they're really cool. And they work on them all year long, so they must be pretty elaborate. And that's what they say here. Elaborate just means lots of details added to them. They're certainly not simple. They have a complicated design and lots of details to them. So these ninotes, and the accent is placed on the second syllable, ninote, they soar, or they are often sometimes soaring, that's a gerund, verb ing, several stories high. So they're really, really big, really tall. They kind of sound like some of the puppets we have for our Thanksgiving festival parade in New York City. They're really big, too. So they're often made of things like wood, cardboard. Cardboard is often a material that kids use to make, you know, just fun little craft things when they're in school or home. Cardboard is that thick, really stiff paper that's used for boxes. Sometimes you'll have thick cardboard, even just handed out in school or class that you can use for your craft events. So cardboard, and also something called polystyrene, which is something I grew up with because my mom was always into arts and crafts. So polystyrene is the technical name, although we do use it in America. You could just say foam as well. That's
or styrofoam, easier. That's what I always called it. Yeah. I think that's a proper name by a company or something like that. Yeah. I'm not quite sure, but polystyrene is the same thing. I think that's the word they use in England. And Americans tend to say, yeah, foam or styrofoam.
Styrofoam, I bet they've heard of here, yeah.
Indeed. And, of course, again, cardboard is what boxes are made out of.
Cereal box even, yeah. Anything in the store, that's cardboard, right?
Yeah, if you buy a new fan or a TV or something, it will come in a cardboard box. So these are some things that they use to make these monuments. And they typically mock corrupt politicians, celebrities, and current events with clever humor and artistic creativity. Okay, so if you mock someone, you kind of make fun of them in kind of a, you know, not so nice way. You
might
mock somebody.
Yeah.
you might copy what they say or something. Copy what you say. That's kind of like mocking somebody, repeating what they say in that sort of sarcastic
tone. Little brothers will do that. Yeah.
And if you're corrupt, of course, you take bribes and things like that. You're just not a very honest politician. Lots of politicians all over the world are corrupt. You've got celebrities. I suppose they're corrupt as well sometimes because, you know, they keep a lot of money and they don't give it to charities and things like that. And, of course, they also make fun of current events. But these, of course, are done in of jest. You know, they're just funny. They're just for fun. They're not really attacking these people. They use this clever humor, and they are very creative.
Now, before the burning ceremony, remember, everything's going to be burned. That's why we're calling this an explosive spring festival. The residents vote. They get to vote to save their favorite ninote from destruction. So as we do in our Thanksgiving Day celebrations in America, the president of the U.S. comes out with all these turkeys, and then people can vote to save one. And all the rest, I guess, get eaten. But they get to vote to save their favorite ninote, and that is then going to go into a permanent home in a museum there in Valencia. So that's kind of cool. Now, if you're talking about a ceremony, most of you have heard of wedding ceremonies or graduation ceremonies. Ceremonies are just formal events. Usually they hold them to celebrate something or to honor something. It can also be described as kind of a ritual too, but yeah, ceremonies happen for many, many things. I think the marriage or wedding ceremony is probably the most famous. Guys, we're going to stop here and listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to listen to Part 2. Stay tuned.
Hello, everyone. 我是Patrick老师。今天讲解的是Las Fallas, Spain's Explosive Spring Festival. 这个单元是文艺选填的练习题,内容介绍的是西班牙年度盛事法雅节Las Fallas. 那这是呢,Valencia 当地迎接春天到来的重要庆典。在主题解说前,老师要再次提醒大家,先看一下到底有哪些选项,把选项的词性都标出来。那当然啦, 我们知道有些字词性不是只有一种,那根据句子的结构呢,我们可以判断这个空格到底要填什么词性,那你再根据上下文找出正确的选项,这样子会比较有效率。好,我们一起来解题,请看到第一题。好,那第一段开头就提到,大家想到西班牙,脑子里面就会产生斗牛、弗朗明歌舞这些联想。不过西班牙还有其他庆典活动是旅客不应该错过的, 每年3月Valencia。 这个地方呢, 会因为法雅节呢变得非常热闹。 Las Fallas呢, 可以回溯到几个世纪前, 那时候啊, 木匠会在冬天结束的时候焚烧木屑来迎接春天。好,我们看到第一题的题干哦, 这边讲到, 久而久之, 这项习俗呢, 就从篝火, 哒哒哒哒, 然后到被称作法雅的巨型街头雕塑。 好,这个法雅呢, 是西班牙文, 所指的呢, 就是大型的街头雕塑。 好,因为这个句子, 主词 the custom, 后面呢, 没有主要动词, 后面接的是 from A to B, 那我们要找的是类似像 transform 这一类, 有转变概念的动词, 那最适合的就是 E, evolved. 好,那第一题的正确答案就是 E. 接着是第二题, 这项传统如今已经发展成 UNESCO, 联合国教科文组织认可的盛事, 空格数百万游客, event 后面的 that 所引导的关系子句 没有动词, 而且要加上 us, 那因为 event 是第三人称单数, 那活动还有观光客主要的连结就是活动要能够吸引观光客。 好,所以第二题正确答案就选 A, attracts. 好,再来, 那我们看到第二段咯, 这个节气呢, 主要是以焚烧法雅纪念塔 这样子的仪式为主。 那每一座呢, 这个纪念塔, 都有好多个 ninote 组成哦。 那这个呢, 是当地艺术家花费一整年的时间制作而成的巨型木偶。 好, 那这些空格, 这些怎么样的人偶, 有时候呢, 会高达, 就非常的高嘛, 好几层楼高。 那有木材, 有纸板, 那有时候呢, 也会用宝丽龙来做。 第三题名词, figures, 前面呢, 需要形容词来修饰。 既然是艺术家花一整年所制作的,应该相当精致, 所以第三题答案选J, elaborate, 表示精心制作的。 接着看到第四题, 人偶呢通常是用来嘲讽贪腐的政客、政治人物、名人或时事话题。 在焚烧之前哦, 这边的居民会投票选出最喜欢的这些人偶，让他呢是不用空格。那 save something from 加一个名词呢，这样子的片语表示的是拯救什么样子的东西，拯救这个名词免于什么。好，那这里呢都在讲烧木偶，可见呢就是 I destruction 毁灭，因为烧掉就毁灭啦，所以第四题正确答案选 I。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, it's time now for us to move on to the second part of our lesson. Let's say we listen to it first, and then we'll come back to talk about it. The Corps celebrations unfold from March 15th to 19th, and about 800 fires are installed at around 400 sites across Valencia. On the last night, the final event, La Crema, which means the burning, begins. Small holes are cut into the sculptures and packed with fireworks.At midnight, the city's streetlights dim and flames consume the artistic creations. A fiery orange glow lights up Valencia, accompanied by thunderous explosions and cheering crowds. More than just a grand ending, this ritual stands for the end of the old and the welcoming of the new. However, there's much more to Las Fallas than that. Each afternoon at 2 p.m., the city trembles with La Mascleta.A thunderous firecracker show in the city's center that focuses on sound and rhythm. Moreover, the festival features bullfights, parades, and even paella cooking contests. For those drawn to spectacle and tradition, Las Fallas is definitely the place to be. Okay, it's time for us to continue talking about our lesson for today. Again, we're talking about Las Fallas.It's a festival in Spain that takes place in March every year, and they burn these big monuments, that were based on scraps from carpenters many years ago. Now, the core celebrations unfold from March 15th to 19th, and about 800 fallas are installed at around 400 sites across Valencia. So these are the core celebrations, the main celebrations. There are probably smaller ones, maybe in people's houses or in restaurants or wherever.But the main ones in the town, they will unfold, they will take place, they will become active, between the dates of March 15th and the 19th. And guess what? They have a lot of these fires installed around the city, 800 of them in 400 different sites. So yeah, you got to know how to get around to see them all.
Well, on the last night of this festival, that's when the explosive stuff starts happening. That's the final event calledLa Crema, and it means the burning. So La Crema just simply means the burning. But if you see it capitalized like that, you know it refers to this specific festival, Las Fallas. If you look up La Crema without capitalizing it, it just means cream. We found out. So first they cut really small holes into all the sculptures that have been designed and artistically made, and they pack them.With fireworks inside the sculptures. Now you can see why they call this an explosive festival. I wanted to mention, when you use this word fireworks, always use the plural form, guys. We don't say, I'm going to go watch the firework. No. But we're soon going to talk about another word, firecracker, which is countable. Fireworks is always plural. Never not use the S on that word. I love the fireworks, you know.At the turn of the year, you know, here at 101, we have great fireworks display, but always put an S on it. Firecrackers. Oh, a store just opened in my neighborhood this morning, and wow, the firecrackers were crazy loud. Mm. Those are those little things that you can light. We have lots of firecrackers in Taiwan. We used to steal them when I was a kid, not steal them, but we would secretly buy firecrackers, which were illegal in my state.Some states were okay. My cousins could buy them, so they'd ship them to us in Arizona.
In another state, right?
Yes, and then we would set them off because that was fun. But you have to be careful. They are not without danger. You can hurt your fingers, hurt your hands. Be careful.
Yeah, fireworks are what you'll see at New Year's Eve at 101 or down in Kaohsiung.
In the sky.
But for temple festivals or when the people begin their business for the year after Chinese New Year, you'll hear firecrackers. Okay, those are bianpao, but fireworks are yanhuo. So yeah, you'll have all these fireworks going off, and at midnight, 12 o'clock a.m., or yeah, that's a.m., the city's streetlights dim. If something dims, it's just not as bright. Sometimes your phone screen will dim, if you haven't used it for a long time, and you'll have to, you know, touch the screen again to get it to light up. So here the streetlights dim, and flames consume the artistic creation. So of course, flames are the things that come up from a fire. They look like fire waves or something like that. And yes, indeed, you can watch those fires and take some really great pictures.
Oh yeah, this would be awesome. They actually have this fiery orange glow that lights up the city. Can you imagine? And then it's accompanied by, or something that goes along with this, is some thunderous explosions and cheering crowds. Now, thunder happens when it rains. We have those thunderstorms, and that thunder and lightning can be kind of exciting, kind of scary sometimes if it's close to you. But we often will use thunderous to describe applause. So if you go to a concert and the performance was amazing, you'll hear just really loud clapping. That's thunderous applause. Probably not quite as loud as the thunder that we get when it's lightning. We have lightning and thunder together, but still pretty exciting. Remember, they've packed those sculptures with explosive material. Now, more than just a grand or a big ending, the ritual stands for the end of the old and the welcoming of the new. It's interesting they pick March, though, because most of us either celebrate the end of the year and the beginning of the new in January, or if you're in Asia, you might, celebrate for the end of the lunar year. But this is in March. I wonder where this comes from.
I think March actually used to be the first month of the year because, you know, that's why February has 28 days, because that was the end of the year. That's when they added a day every 4 years, every leap year.
There you go.
So I think it probably is why it takes place in March. It's kind of the beginning of the year.
Old tradition, huh?
Maybe the Romans moved it back to January or something for some political reason or whatever. But again, it's out with the old and in with the new, and that's why they do this. However, there's much more to Las Fallas than that. Each afternoon at 2 p.m., the city trembles or shakes with La Mezquita, Mascleta, I hope I said that right, a thunderous firecracker show in the city center that focuses on sound and rhythm.
Cool.
So they probably light those firecrackers in such a way that you can actually hear a rhythm to them. That might be kind of difficult to do.
Now, moreover, it says the festival features bullfights. Oh, those are always popular. Parades for fun. Kids will love those. And even paella, cooking contest. Paella is so famous now that it's on cooking shows in America and in Europe, I know. I've watched British cooking shows, too. It's a rice dish that's cooked in a frying pan, it kind of looks like. It's really good. And for those who are drawn to spectacle, things that look amazing are called spectacles. And tradition, Las Fallas is definitely the place to be. Definitely means there's no doubt about it. You definitely want to see it.
You can use that word to respond to statements other people make. Boy, it's really terrible that I can't go to work today. Definitely, absolutely, that's a terrible thing. That's one way you can respond to things other people say that you agree with. Okay, so yeah, check it out. Head to Las Fallas if you have the chance. But that brings us to the end of our explanation for today. And we'll hear one more time from the Chinese teacher.
第五题讲的是庆祝活动从几号到几号，最适合的动词是 D, unfold, 展开呈现。所以第五题正确答案选 D, 在庆典最后一晚压轴活动火祭哦就开始了。接着我们看到第六题，在 B 动词前面呢是主词的位置，必须要是名词，而且是复数，再用上下文推论这些雕塑怎么了，而且还塞满烟火，应该要选 B, host,也就是洞哦，那就表示说这雕塑上面呢凿出了小小的洞小孔哦，塞入烟火。第六题正确答案是 B。 接着看第七题，到了午夜城市的街灯朦胧，火焰空格这些艺术作品 flames 火焰之后呢没有动词，那可以和火搭配的动词有什么？ 我们选 G, consume。这里呢就表示呢火焰会把物体完全烧掉烧尽。最符合语义第七题正确答案选 G。紧接着第八题橙色的火光照亮整个 Valencia。那空格雷鸣般的爆炸还有群众的欢呼。这个仪式不只是壮观的结尾也象征除旧布新。有 by 的时候呢前面九成几率要有过去分词让这里呢形成分词构句。那答案我们选 H accompanied 伴随表示呢火光被爆炸声还有人群欢呼呢所伴随着那第八题正确答案就是 H 接着看第四段 Las Fallas 不止以上这一些每天下午两点钟烟火表演呢、哦、还会让全城呢更为之震动那再来就是第九题的题干这场活动、哦、烟火表演呢是在市中心举行的以声响还有空格为主的震撼鞭炮秀 and 是对的连接词嘛前后连接的词性必须要对等前面是名词 sound 后面也应该是名词所以答案选 F rhythm 节奏韵律的意思好第九题的正确答案就是 F 最后第十题此外节庆空格斗牛游行甚至于呢西班牙的炖饭烹饪比赛这个句子没有动词那所以我们要找个动词答案选 C features feature 当动词的时候呢其实就是以什么为特色或者为重点来呈现表示这个活动还有什么其他吸引人的特点第十题正确的答案呢是 C 好以上就是我们针对文艺选填所做的中文解题谢谢大家
That's it for today everybody Thanks for joining us and make sure you join us again next timeAnd have some fun in Spain if you head to this particular festival that we just talked about. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.